Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland's primary election will take place June 24th. Over the next few weeks on our show, we'll be hearing from all the major candidates in statewide races. Next week, we'll speak with Democrats running for governor. This week, we're talking to the four men running for the Republican nomination. One of them is Ron George. He's a member of the House of Delegates representing Eastern Anne Arundel County, the area around Annapolis, in the legislature since 2007. He's also a jeweler and has stores in Annapolis and Severna Park. He lives in Arnold, Maryland, and he joins me now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Sheila.
Why did you decide to run for governor?
Well, it's not something I aspired to. Same thing for House of Delegates. I didn't aspire to it. People would ask me to. And I felt there was a little disconnect as a business owner to many of the issues there that I thought I could contribute in constructive ways to help create jobs and to help businesses. And there are ways to do that. And I think we'll get a chance to talk about that.
But what would be your top priority? What is it that would change if you were governor?
Well, I'm very concerned about the people that are hurting here. I think many people in the Eastern Shore of Western Maryland feel very forgotten. And then Baltimore City, and we just got stats in that shows that Prince George's is going down. They're the only jurisdiction that did not have an increase in housing stats and housing sales. In fact, they're half of what they were for March alone. And what's happening in Prince George's, it concerns me. I've seen what's happened in large sections of Baltimore. I will be a governor for everybody. I have a plan, I think, that'll help to bring jobs back to the area. And I think that's very important. It's not all about just getting the college education.
Yeah, your economic plan to increase the number of jobs focuses specifically on Baltimore City and Baltimore County, mm-hmm. And talks about manufacturing jobs. Why that geographic area focus and why manufacturing jobs?
Because people aren't concentrating on it. They're talking about tech and biotech in Montgomery County and Central Maryland. And we, all our jurisdictions, Prince George's, Anne Arundel County, all of them send a lot of money to Baltimore, and it's become a huge drain on the whole state. But Baltimore City itself can't meet its own goals and its infrastructure. And so we need to fix that. We're not going to fix Maryland until we help Baltimore. And so I want to bring the entry-level, mid-level jobs back with manufacturing especially, but also the import-export jobs. We're expanding the harbor. It will increase jobs for the construction. But what about after that? We need to attract those businesses. They want to be located close.
Well, of course, you're not the first person who's thought it would be great if Baltimore had a stronger tax base.
Yes.
What is it you think you can do that has not been done?
Well, I think it's my experience in business. I've always been asked to testify by National Federation of Independent Business and Chambers of Commerce on how to help business on different bills that were up there. And that's one of the things that got me interested in running over 8 years ago. And I think that I have that I can bring to the table. I have 40 years private sector experience. You can't teach that. It's just something you learn about how to do things. And I think I can bring that to the table and help to create those jobs. You have to create an environment. But also in one area that we can help is manufacturing. We are ranked 50th out of 50 states in new manufacturing firms. We've been at that for over 10 years. So we have all these empty areas throughout Baltimore City and in Baltimore County. We need to bring them back. I'm not against labor. Everybody being able to create a job is probably, and people having a job is better than any social program you could ever create out there. And so I want to strengthen that ability to get them back here. And we've lost that. We put a heavy concentration on college degrees and graduating from college. But there are many entry-level, mid-level jobs where people get in the door and then are able to move up also. And we seem to have forgotten that in this state. And I want to help create that and bring that back.
Okay, I get you have experience as a businessman, and that's taught you a lot. I'm still not really quite clear on how you would strengthen this tax base. What you would do to bring
There are different
jobs.
Levels that you bring a tax base back, and that has to do with lowering some of those taxes at the manufacturing level. Our tax on equipment in the state is 4 times higher than the national average. That's one reason that businesses are leaving. That's a big added tax upon them. We need to lower that in ways. And then how do I counter that?
Mm-hmm.
I counter that by the waste that we found through many of our audits. I want money to get where it's supposed to. I'm not going to cut programs or anything, but I do think there's a lot of money out there that hasn't had the proper oversight, and there's a lot of waste. The federal audits have shown that. Many of our state audits show it. Every time they do an audit, we find the same mistakes being made. So I think there's a way to generate jobs, create a lower tax rate, just modest, bringing it down, and it'll turn things around quite a bit.
It's Delegate Ron George, who represents Anne Arundel County in the state legislature on 88.1. This is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ron George is also a jeweler, a small businessman, and he's running in the Republican primary for governor. Part of your economic plan calls for creation of children's zones in Baltimore. What are they, and how would that work?
The Baltimore Sun was surprised, and much like your question, that a Republican would be concentrating on the Baltimore area. And it's also Hagerstown and some of these other mid-level cities that need these things brought back, too. But Baltimore is very important. Baltimore children's zones are modeled, I would model them after the Harlem children's zones. You have high crime areas where there seemed to be no hope for the kids, and the schooling just was almost non-existent, failing schools. It creates safe areas in those high crime areas that are incubators for crime, and it helps these kids. It's given them hope. Their test scores and attitudes have gone up. We've seen positive results. I first started talking about this about 4 or 5 years ago, and even since then, now we have proven stats from Harlem of things that are working. It does create more of a police presence just to create a safer area at first for these students. When they come out of school, they're being approached by drug dealers and things now. We want to get those drug dealers and gangs out of those areas and create safe areas. It works. It needs to be done. We need to turn these areas around. No one's offering answers.
How much of an investment would it take?
You know, at first, there's that initial investment, after 3 years, you're getting a return on it because there's such a decrease in crime. You know, I worked the inner cities. In New York, I worked with homeless and runaways, pushouts. The sad story of pushouts, I could tell you many sad stories. And the kids out on the street, and girls forced into prostitution, into drugs and then prostitution, the human trafficking. I get it. I know what's happening, and I think we need to do something about that. I think anybody with a conscience should want to help.
One measure that passed the General Assembly this year that you opposed quite vocally was the increase in the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Yeah. In particular, you proposed stripping away the exemption for the Six Flags amusement park in Prince George's County.
Yes.
So quickly, since time is passing, why did you oppose the minimum wage? Why did you oppose the exemption for Six Flags?
First of all, the minimum wage was such a huge increase at once is not based on free market economics. And because anytime you do something that's not based on that, there's ramifications. So you have to be very careful. You have to do it gradually. And this was so much at once. And what it does is that we're already called the highest tax state for businesses. Well, I would say we're 41st, but when you combine it with the regulatory atmosphere here and everything, it's one of the most unfriendly for business. So we're not attracting those jobs. This business is struggling to stay here. And then we're going to implement the Affordable Health Care Act, as it's called, the RAIN tax, and the minimum wage on businesses. And those three together are tougher than any of all those than all those tax increases that were done. It really hurts the state. I'm trying to get people to realize, wait a second, increasing jobs increases the tax base. We've got to be able to do that. We need the money, whether it be for environment or healthcare or whatever. We had, in the first 6 years of the O'Malley Brown administration, a decrease in 93,000 private sector jobs, according to DBED's own statistics. That's private sector, 93,000, but we increased government jobs, 26,500. So who's paying for the government jobs?
I thought the latest stats, though, were that jobs have recovered in Maryland, have recovered from the recession.
Yeah, we're 1.5% down still, which might not seem bad, but all the other states around us are much higher. And if it wasn't for people leaving the state for jobs, I think our unemployment rate would be higher. And the fact that we increased who we give the government jobs, it helps.
We're running out of time quickly, and I want to. You mentioned the Affordable Care Act. Your
yes.
Website calls for, quote, removing Obamacare and replacing it with a free market approach. How would you do that?
It's not getting rid of the exchange as it's supposed to work. The original idea of an exchange was basically it's a clearinghouse of all these insurance programs, and every employee manages their own. So you don't have to all be with the same company, which is making it more costly for everybody, that mandate that every business goes with one company. But I had a single mom working for me, and she had a child with special needs, Kennedy Krieger Institute and things. And we found if we had had the model that I'm talking about, she could have gotten this plan from Iowa that was specifically made for single moms like her with children with those type of conditions.
So you're talking about buying insurance across state lines.
It makes it more affordable, and it's portable. They can take it with them, and it works. And we seem to have trashed that, and we're going with these monopoly insurance companies, and it's much more costly.
We've got lots more questions, but no more time. I really appreciate your coming in. Yeah. Ron George, he's running for the Republican nomination for governor. His running mate is Shelley Aloy, a former alderman for the city of Frederick. We're speaking with all the major candidates for the Republican nomination this week. I'm Sheila Cast. Stay with us on 88.1.
Thank you.